In the last episode of Soap, Bert was being held captive by some aliens, and a fake Bert was sent down to the Campbell household. The only difference between the real Bert and the fake Bert is the fake Bert hasn't held a woman in 2,000 years. So while the real Bert is being held captive, the fake Bert is holding Mary. Benson told the Tates that the Sonnies are holding Billy against his will. The Major held a meeting with Donahue, Chester, and Benson, and they are going to try to rescue him. And Mrs. David arrived from Texas with Jody's baby. And now that he's held her, he never wants to let her go. Confused? Hold on. You won't be after this episode of Soap. This is the story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. These are the Tates. And these are the Campbells. And this is Soap. Begin this episode of Soap, the morning after fake Bert's arrival.
I need this. I don't have enough strain with that paternity suit. I need to stay up all night.
Bob, Bert and Mary haven't even seen each other in days. They miss each other.
They're animals. Are you doing last night? All my pictures on the wall. Look at her grinning like an idiot. Can you believe this? What, is he on some kind of drugs?
What do you want for breakfast?
You.
Oh, I'm gonna vomit.
Breakfast.
The usual. I'll have the usual.
But you eat something different every day.
Oh, that's what I mean. I'll have a little bit of everything. Hi.
Pervert.
Hi, Dad.
Hi. You know something? You remind me of my brother.
You don't have a brother.
Well, no, I meant my fraternity brother. He reminds me of my fraternity brother.
You were in a fraternity?
Oh, yeah, sure. All the popular guys were.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't go to college.
Well, it wasn't a college fraternity. It was a construction fraternity. Good God, what is that?
The toaster.
Right. Toaster. Makes hot, dry bread.
Mary! Hi, Jessie. Oh, Bert, you're home. How wonderful. Oh, Bert, we were so worried about you, Bert. Welcome home, Bert. Hi, Mary.
Hi, darling. Oh,
hubba, hubba.
Tell me about it.
What's happening with Billy? Have you heard anything?
No, not yet. They're all hiding out as Negroes until it gets dark.
And Chester, by the way, looks wonderful as a Negro. It goes so well with his hair.
It's a wonder she doesn't tip over.
She can fall on me any time.
You little guy.
Yes. Have you heard from Danny?
Danny? Mm. My stepson from my wife's first marriage.
Oh, yeah. No, but I have to assume he's okay. I mean, we checked with the police, the hospitals, and the morgue.
Mary, do you have any plans for after breakfast?
Yes.
Do they include getting naked?
No, they don't.
Come on, just a little bit.
Come on. Bert, go to work.
Okay, I'm going, but get some rest. I'm coming home for lunch.
Mm.
Bye, Bert.
Bye, Jess.
My goodness. Bert's very exuberant this morning.
Jessica, I don't know what's come over him.
What do you mean?
He is a completely different lover. We have been up all night long.
Well, Mary, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
No, Jessica. I mean he has become incredible. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bert was always a nice lover. Pleasant. Reliable. Sort of like Old Faithful in Yellowstone National Park. You know when it's going to be. You know what it's going to be. You know how long it's going to be. And sometimes you wonder what the big attraction is.
I know. That's why I never went there. That and the bears. Were there bears there, Mary, when you went there?
I never went there, Jessica.
Really? Because you seem to know so much about it. Well, I would love to stay and hear all about Yosemite, but I'm just so nervous about the rescue. I think I'd feel better if I were at home waiting. Would you like to come over later today and visit?
Oh, not today. I've got to get some sleep. Bert's coming home for lunch. Maybe tomorrow.
Yes. Then you can tell me all about your trip. Bye.
Let's try it again, Billy.
Sleep.
No, Billy. No sleep. Not yet. You must first tell us who is Lord and Master. Who is Lord and Master, Billy? It's Reverend Sun, isn't it, Billy? Now, Billy, we don't want to have to give you any more electrical shock. So just tell us, who is Lord and Master? Billy? Who?
Reverend Sun. He's Lord and Master.
Ah, he's cleared.
This is wonderful.
Very good, Billy.
Reverend Sun.
Very, very good.
Lord and Master.
We'll come back for a visit
Reverend
tomorrow.
Son,
in the meantime, sleep.
Reverend Sun. He's Lord and Master.
Come, Roger.
Reverend Sun. He's Lord and Master.
Good night, Billy.
Reverend Sun. He's Lord and Master. Reverend Sun.
See that? She's smiling. Hmm? Why is she smiling?
Gas.
That's what you said last time.
Last time was 8 seconds ago.
I mean, every time she smiles, it's because she has gas? Now, look at that. She's smiling right at me. That's not a smile for gas. That's a smile for Daddy. Oh, God.
What's the matter?
She's frowning. I mean, why is she frowning?
Gas again.
Now, what's the matter?
What do you mean?
Well, she's not doing anything. I mean, she's just lying there with her eyes closed.
I think they call that sleeping.
She went. That's not normal. I'm calling a doctor. She went.
Jody, honey, babies go.
But she went an hour ago.
Jody, she's just a little baby.
All right, I'll change her.
Oh, no, let me do it. Oh, please,
Alice,
I want to do it,
please.
Oh, you'll be late for work. Let me do it. Come here, little Wendy. Come here, little girl. Yes, oh, yes. Bye, Daddy.
I guess I'm being a little overprotective.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. You're a wonderful father.
You're a wonderful grandmother for bringing Wendy to see me. Thank you, Mrs. David, and please thank Carol for me.
Actually, Carol had nothing to do with it. She doesn't even know we're here.
What are you talking about?
Carol's gone. She ran off with a cowboy. Actually, he's not a real cowboy. He just dresses like one.
Carol doesn't want the baby?
But I know you do. That's what I came here to find out.
You gonna let me have her?
It depends.
What are you talking about?
Jody, I hate to say this.
It's because I'm gay.
No, Lord's sakes, you're the father. I like you.
Then what is it?
Alice.
Alice.
Look, I know what you're thinking. If I can accept you, I can accept her. I mean, I know it's silly. What's another homo, more or less? But, Jody, I just can't help it. One homo, fine. But two homos, that's just one homo too many.
Mrs. David, excuse me, but this is my home. And Alice is my friend. Now, I am very grateful to you for bringing Wendy to see me. But seeing as how Carol abandoned her, she is now my legal responsibility.
Well, Jody, if you insist on having Alice stay here, I'm going to have to take the baby back to Texas with me.
I'll take you to court.
You'll lose.
No, I won't.
Two homosexuals bringing up a little baby, you won't stand a chance in court. Oh, Jody, I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to keep you from your daughter. But I'm her grandmother, and I can't help the way I feel.
You're asking me to choose between my best friend and my child.
If you love your child, the choice is easy.
Slow down, your steps are too big.
Get yourself a pair of legs, pal.
Gonna be thing. All right, through that door.
Hey, come on, guys. Listen, I can't. Listen, you don't understand. My wife's with you. She really gets very upset. Hey, pal, hey, I'm entitled to one phone call, you know.
The bunk on the bottom belongs to me.
Good.
Also, the front of the closet belongs to me.
Good, right.
And in the morning, I'm the first one in the bedroom.
I don't care.
I'm Saul.
Bert, how long you been here?
4,000 years.
You're looking good.
I never eat salty foods.
Yeah, no, how long have you been here?
4,000 years.
Hey, Saul.
I swear. Listen, when they captured you, they didn't tell you they're going to let you go soon?
Yeah?
They have no concept of time. They say, wait a second, 2 or 3 centuries whiz by, whoop. Fortunately, no one gets older here.
No one gets older? What do you mean, no one gets older here?
Look at me. Look at me. I'm 4,064 years old. What do you think I owe to a terrific moisturizer?
I don't understand. I mean, what do they want us for? What were you doing when they captured you?
I was a writer. I was collaborating on the Bible.
Bible?
Exodus.
Oh, wait a minute. You didn't write Exodus. Hey, I saw Exodus. Otto Preminger wrote it. Okay, now listen. It was Eve Marie Saint and Sal Mineo.
Are you talking about Sal Mineo? I'm talking about Exodus. The real McCoy. Moses.
Moses?
Yeah, Moses.
Oh, right. Well, listen, Saul, excuse me, but I gotta get going because my wife's gonna be worried sick.
Your wife? I told my wife I was going out for some camels. That was 4,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah, sure. Excuse me, Saul. You guys got anything in the way of a single room?
Come over here, listen. Bye. Come on. You think I'm crazy.
Oh, no. Come on. You're perfectly sane, a 4,000-year-old man who knew Moses.
I didn't know Moses. My wife was 2 years behind him in school.
This is terrific. I'm in outer space with a lunatic.
Lunatic. Listen, guys. Although I am known for my delightful sense of humor, this is no joke. They captured me just like they captured you. I am not a lunatic. They are a very advanced people. You saw how they beamed you up. Well, they abolished aging. Sometimes I wish I was a lunatic and then this wouldn't be real and we would stand a chance.
Yeah, well, I'm not staying here, pal. I'm going to escape.
But I've been trying to escape for 4,000 years. No one has ever gotten away from here. No one ever. You might as well relax, Boyd. You're here to stay forever.
You got 5 minutes? No physical contact, no loud or rude behavior, and no eating.
I could have just phoned.
Fine, no rudeness. Thank you. It's gone.
This place is a slime pit. That matron searches you like you've got an arsenal in your pantyhose. Dirty screws!
Eunice, please, honey. Come on, we only got 5 minutes. Give me a handbag.
What?
Come on, give it to me.
I come to visit you and you're holding me up?
Lipstick, rouge, eye crap. Great, there's everything I need.
Stepping out tonight?
Come on, Eunice, quit clowning around. Help me get into this stuff.
Dutch, is there something about you that I should know? What? Oh, you guys, you're doing a play. Little Women, right? What?
Zip me up, will you, darling?
Oh, honey, I know it's lonely here in prison, but really, this is too much.
Tights, the tights.
Why didn't you just shave your legs?
Are you kidding? I get razor burn. It stings like hell.
Dutch, what are you doing?
Eunice, I don't have time. I'm escaping.
You're escaping?
I've been planning this for weeks.
What, are you crazy? You can't escape. I got you a release.
Huh?
A release. I got you a release. The DA says you can be on the street in 2 weeks if you just cooperate. And may I say that those shoes with that handbag are out of the question.
A release?
A release. All you have to do is sign a statement saying you'll turn state's evidence. Honey, this is horrible. Couldn't they get you something in a solid color?
Eunice, this was planted here by a guy named Knuckles. What do you expect? And you can forget about that state's evidence stuff. I ain't no stool pigeon. Here, give me those earrings.
This is crazy. Why can't you just cooperate with the authorities?
Eunice, what kind of a man do you think I am? We got a code in prison, Eunice. And the code says a man doesn't think on his fellow inmates.
A code? You're choosing some stupid code over me. You are willing to blow any chance we have of being together for a code?
Honey, this could be my last chance.
Your last chance? What about me? It could be my last chance, Dutch. Let me tell you something.
Honey, I don't have time.
Listen to me. Dutch, all my life I lived in my sister's shadow. She was always the beautiful one, always the talented one. She got the ballet lessons and I got her hand-me-downs. She was the apple of everybody's eye until you came along. You made me feel like I was somebody special. Like I was important and wonderful. You were the first one to look at Eunice Tate and say, I love her for what she is. Don't you see, honey? You are my last chance. And I love you so much.
Gee, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, I never told anyone before. I guess that's just how it is when you're the little sister.
Well, yeah, I guess, only...
Only what?
You're not the little sister. Corinne is.
Well, so what if it's a better story? The point is, darling, I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, my God.
Phase one accomplished.
We made it. The diversion worked.
I don't believe it. Incredible. We must have scaled that wall in 15 seconds.
I gotta hand it to you, Major. Nice work, sir.
Thank you, Bentley. Benson! It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. In-freaking-credible!
We've done great so far. Let's not blow it.
The catcher's mound was sunk.
Sunk?
What do you mean, sunk? Sunk. The big sleep. Game time. No extra point. Good night, Irene. Good night. Shut up, you little twerp. God, how I hate you.
Insect.
Lardo. Stop it. Somebody's coming.
I can't get up.
This one's mine. Yours is the little one. There is no little one, you moron. They're all the same size.
Kuya, Tuya, Kuya, 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 Kuya.
That was close. Now we've got to keep ourselves very carefully hidden or we'll get caught. No, we won't just hide behind Pork Belly here. Benson, will you tell him to shut up?
Shut up?
Thank you. Shut up.
Hey, you.
Who?
What do you think you're doing here?
Who are you?
Who are we? The Step Brothers. Where's the audition?
Audition? Here?
Oh, the audition's here? Okay, well, let's hit it, fellas.
Behind schedule, man. Now, look, Colonel, you and Corporal Donahue have got to approach the room on the right flank. And Birnbaum, come with me. Who is Birnbaum? You are Birnbaum. After you.
Go ahead.
I insist.
You little wimp.
Hey, stop the wimp!
You all right?
Uh-oh. We've been expecting you.
Will Dutch and Eunice find happiness? Will Mary ever realize that the Bert she is living with is a fake? If she does, will she keep him anyway? Is Saul right and Bert is really trapped on the spaceship forever? If so, will they do his laundry? Who will Jody choose, his baby or Alice? What's going to happen to the Step Brothers now that they're caught? Will they be able to dance their way out of this one? These questions and many others will be answered in the next episode of Soap.
Soap is videotaped before a studio audience.